Hello and welcome. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jordan Trask. I am the president of Prefocus Solutions here in Surprise, Arizona. I launched my business a few months ago with the vision to enhance the way companies present themselves and essentially resonate with their target audience. By using strategic messaging or content and quality media, I'm committed to developing recognizable brands that establish trust and generate customer loyalty along the way. In order to do this, we really need to dig deep to uncover the purpose behind products and services that drive value by relaying quality. But before I get into the nitty-gritty here of brand development and what I'm trying to do, let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I'm an Indianapolis native. I'm not originally from Arizona, but I've been here almost 8 years now. I grew up a contractor's son on the south side in a Christian home. My father owned his own business, and I really learned how to frame houses and do different types of construction at a young age and through high school. I was a three-sport athlete, track, basketball, and football. I was really into art, music, design. I worked part-time once I was immersed in kind of that busy schedule in high school. I worked part-time at a print shop where I learned a lot about the advertising aspect and promotions and presentation. I received multiple awards in high school at Franklin Central for my artwork, and actually won the Senior Medallion Award my senior year in 2004. I ended up bypassing some scholastic scholarships to pursue Division I football at Ball State University. In college, my focus was on digital media and communications. I was initially really into culture and how to cross-communicate and avoid misunderstandings or mishaps, or really just the perception of cross-cultural communication in general. I also had a really specific focus on unethical advertising or spammy tactics or messaging. In the early 2000s, there was a lot of the banner ads that were really misleading, and that really bothered me. So I really started to look into the art form of persuasion and how that really, I guess, is ingrained in advertising culture. So I wrote a couple papers on that were published, and I was able to be a part of a few championship teams at Ball State in 2008 and 2009. After graduation, I actually moved to Columbus, Ohio. A warm welcome for a Michigan fan, I'll tell you what. But with the saturated job market and not many opportunities in the markets that I wanted to pursue, I ended up coming back to Arizona, where my dad was working in commercial construction, and I did a little bit of good hard labor. That really motivated me to do something more. I didn't want to be stagnant, obviously, in that type of atmosphere on a daily basis. And I wanted to make something of myself really because of that start that I had coming out of college. I think that plays a big role in who I became. This is when I ended up meeting my wife and her two daughters. In 2010, I started working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. After the first 11 months there, I was awarded or named the top salesman in the state 7 times. In the beginning of 2011, I actually received my own branch in less than a year with being with the company and 5 employees. And over the next three or so odd years, I consistently grew my business at 33% while holding some of the highest customer service scores in the region. I made quite a bit of money working there. I learned an awful lot of stuff from some great people at a young age. I love my customers and employees, but I didn't really fall in love with the enterprise way. Again, I'm still have that future, that growth aspect of me that, kept tugging at my heart to continue to pursue something I'm really passionate at, not just good at. When I kind of sat down, talked to my wife and some of my close friends to really try to figure out what I wanted to do, how I could align my passion with some of my goals. And I always go back to when I was pretty young, I would say 8 or 9 years old, and we used to watch the Super Bowl as a family and laugh at all the commercials. And I've always wanted to produce or direct a commercial, which is something that I felt like I could do really well. So I wanted to start after my short-term career at Enterprise of about 4 years, I wanted to start diving back into that market and pursuing a path that could get me to that, attaining that goal. So at the end of 2013, I ended up parting ways with Enterprise, which was probably one of the dumbest decisions. A lot of people don't hire during the Christmas holiday. But I ended up, it ended up working out. I ended up taking a 50% pay cut. And although it was a little bit difficult at first to survive and really understand where I was going, I ended up learning a lot by immersing myself in some behavioral retargeting, some display advertising through, I guess, PPC, CPA, CPM, and other retargeting or social media formats. For here, I took an SEO strategist position with a local marketing agency, Falling Up Media. After about 4 months in that role, I became more involved with the client discovery process and a client strategy. And after a year with the company, I ended up becoming the director of business development. After being kind of exhausted from that 30-mile drive to and from a day, I ended up taking a web development position for a medical company about 5 miles away from my local house out here in Surprise. I had 2 babies at the time, a little girl, and my son was getting ready to turn 2, and I knew that that was going to be an awesome opportunity for me to be close to home and see them grow after missing out on a lot of their childhood. This is really where I started to expand my passion for purpose and started to begin developing streamlined processes to improve marketing efficiency for that specific company. But again, you know, if somebody brings you in and you're really the only person that knows what you're talking about, it's hard to, you know, get people to understand or persuade other people what's important or what needs to be done in a certain process they don't even know, especially in a medical company. So again, that was short-lived, unfortunately, but again, you know, it made me a better me. And I knew that I needed to find something where quality branding and my passion for presentation was going to stick. And after kind of realizing that I didn't have a future there either, it's kind of where my story begins with Prefocus.